is a church, and it happens to be in Brazil also, which is a marvelous example of a church which has really gone all out on the idea of ministering, being a serving congregation. Dr. Fanini is the pastor of that church, and in reading about some of the church programs that are carried on there, you just wish you could drop in on some of the things that are going on and bring them back and enliven some of our dead congregations. Because he found that in his congregation there were doctors and there were nurses, and so they opened a clinic and started going out giving free clinical help to the very poor and the sick. He discovered that there were teachers and there were other professional people, and so they started opening little clinics, spiritual clinics instead of medical, in which they were having what you and I would consider a rather basic type of a daily vacation Bible school program, in that they had a little hand activity and they had a little Bible story, and they were being introduced to what the gospel is all about. That church discovered that they could set up little mission stations and have Sunday school and preaching ministries all over the city. And soon they had 25 mission stations that this one congregation was supporting. Now, it's true that those 25 groups did not meet in a fine sanctuary. But what was important was that there were people who had the love of Jesus Christ in their hearts, and they went there and talked about it and demonstrated it. Now, this is what the second portion of the reconciliation mission is all about, because we're told that the mission of reconciliation must be an evangelistic and a serving mission. That in order to demonstrate something of the love of God coming from above down to man, we must love across all kinds of barriers here on earth. I looked for a big logo to bring because I knew that if this was a big room, you'd be at the back of it. And so you cannot see, but the logo for the mission of reconciliation is one that I want you to become acquainted with, because it's a very meaningful one. Now, it does not have Michelangelo's hand, I'm sorry to say, but the idea was borrowed from Michelangelo, where he has the hand of God reaching down and the hand of man is being touched, so that we have a hand coming from above down toward man, but we have clasped hands here for men across national, racial, ethnic, economical, social barriers. That's a significant logo for us to take to heart, because it is not enough today for us to try to explain the love of God to man. We have to love him. And we have to come to the realization that only in the love of Christ are we given the capability of being his agent, of loving others into the kingdom of God as his agent. It was suggested that as God's representative, as his agent, we are only signs to the man who is seeking a way. And sometimes our signals are very weak, very vague, very blurred. We don't need to be told today that mankind is in desperate need of something to believe in. We know that. I live in Washington, and I've lived there a long time. I think sometimes that I can certainly appreciate Alice's dismay when she was groping around, you know, in Wonderland. And through the looking glass, we're told that the queen looked at Alice and said, "My, you're not very experienced, are you? Why, some days I can believe six unbelievable things before breakfast." we're to the point here where we're asked to believe unbelievable things every day of our lives. In our government, in our social problems, unbelievable things are happening to us. You and I have the great joy of proclaiming a believable message to the hurt, to the lonely, to the heartsick, to the poor, to the black, to the red. If we don't learn how to proclaim it through the lives we live, then perhaps our day is lost. Many of the American Baptist groups have been involved in Key 73, which was an evangelistic, an interdenominational evangelistic program. The American Baptist Convention, which cooperated in that Key 73 by developing its program called the Evangelistic Lifestyle, has written some very exciting things about what it means to be an evangelist all the time. Not just to have a revival meeting, or not just to have a special preaching mission, or not just to open your door in a special kind of a ministry, but to adopt an evangelistic lifestyle. Now, in this day and age, when we hear lots about all kinds of lifestyles, and some of the alternate lifestyles, you know, I'm too old to be able to understand some of them. But I hope I'm not too old to understand this one, because I think that it presents to us the possibility of really becoming involved in the business of trying to be reconcilers. Jitsu Morikawa is a Japanese Baptist. He's been the director of evangelism for the American Baptists now for several years. And in writing about the evangelistic lifestyle, Jitsu Morikawa wrote this: evangelism becomes not a series of episodes, but the central, cohesive principle around which all of life is lived. To live an evangelistic lifestyle is so to live that every act, every word, and every deed become an affirmation of the central essence of our faith, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, that he gave us the word of reconciliation. If you and I could believe that, if we could believe that the very God of the universe, the creator of us all, the Lord and master of the cosmos, was ready to enter into a ministry inside us, that we could become his agent of reconciliation, that we would not be content to put the dollar in the offering plate or to pray occasionally for our missionaries, but that instead we could become on fire with the idea that by the life we live, the loving act we perform, we are Christ's agent of reconciliation. We've been a long time coming to the recognition of the second part of our responsibility to proclaim the gospel. We have fine preachers, wonderful missionaries, but the time has come for the church member to accept his responsibility as the agent of reconciliation. And by the support which could flow only from an enlivened congregation and groups of congregations here, can we hope to project to the world a viable, a hopeful message? God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Let us pray. Empower us, Lord God, we pray, with the ability to translate into action that which has been communicated to us verbally this day, and grant that in the doing of thy will, we may indeed be agents of reconciliation in all of our relationships. In the name of the greatest of all reconcilers, Jesus Christ our Lord.